listener production.
Good afternoon, it's Lee Jollo. Canberra has announced nearly $1 billion in new funding to support people escaping domestic violence after declaring a domestic violence national emergency.
Those escaping violence can receive financial support, safety assessments, and referrals to support pathways. Those eligible will be able to access up to $5,000 in financial support along with referral services, risk assessments, and safety planning.
PM Anthony Albanese says funding will be allocated in this month's new federal budget with a commitment for the first 5 years. Qantas says it's investigating reports of an issue impacting its app this morning. Some of the airline's customers say they've been able to access full booking details of strangers, including their boarding pass, points and status. Techspert Trevor Long has told us it could create check-in mayhem at airports across the country and the globe.
But Qantas will need to react at the airports by checking people's ID at both check-in and boarding to ensure that there's no security breach.
It's meantime confirmed Hobart Airport runway upgrades will start in July and take around a year, opening the door for international carriers to come here. Support workers in child safety have walked off the job this morning. They're demanding immediate action from the state government to fix what they say is a broken system, failing workers and putting vulnerable children at risk. And City of Hobart Councillor Ryan Posselt is today calling for a parliamentary commission of inquiry into Ambulance Tasmania. It's after a dispatcher told the Mercury he can't count the number of times he's had to tell patients in an emergency there is no ambulance coming to help them. To sport now, and Collingwood has lost a key duo for Friday night's blockbuster against Carlton. A groin injury has ruled Jordan Degoe out, while a lingering foot issue will sideline Brownlow medalist Tom Mitchell. And Port Adelaide's Jeremy Finlayson says he wishes he could take back his homophobic slur every day ahead of his return to footy following a 3-match suspension.